Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and it's a different kind of a day. We do have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs, as she does each and every Wednesday for the first segment of the program. Butch, he's away. He's taking a little time off this week, and I have a new co-host today. She's been with me several times during this program, and when I'm on her program, she always enjoys calling us the two. Beth Ann from CSC Talk Radio.
Yeah,
is
well, today we're the three.
And today we are the three. You got it. You got it. So we're here to, yes, we're here to bring you our opinions and commentaries on today's economic and political events. And we are live today. It is Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. So first, let me bring on, I want to say hello to Beth Ann again.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for sitting in for Butch. It's going to be fun. And the third for today is Wendy Wilson. And it's been a long time since I've been here with Wendy, so it's really a special treat for me today to be on the program with both of you. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Millie. Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing?
I'm doing much better. Last week was a little rough.
So. Yeah, we missed you.
I know, and I apologize. I think I explained to Pastor mm-hmm. Butch, but anyway, I have this problem where I do a lot of computer work. You can probably relate.
Yes.
I get a little dry eye, and if I don't use my wetting drops like I should, I get a scratch on my cornea, which is very painful. And yes, it makes the eye get really red. You can't really see. So you go to the eye doctor, and they give this salve, and they tell you, go lay in bed and don't use your eye for 3 days. So you can't, like, do computer work, you can't read, you can't watch TV, you just got to lay there.
You don't get to cook or clean or anything either, right?
No, you just, you just take care of the basics. Yeah. And this time the salve wasn't enough. They had to put what they call a contact bandage on.
Oh,
and
my.
It's just a contact lens.
Wow.
That sits on the cornea, so when your eye goes up and down your lid, it doesn't rub on that sore spot. And it just helps it heal faster. And I have to admit that was much more comfortable.
Wow. That is painful.
Yes.
Yeah, and I fell asleep, and I totally forgot it was Wednesday, so I didn't get to tell anybody what was going on. Well, sorry.
No problems whatsoever. So we were just worried about you.
Well, pain will make you sleepy, so.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
So what are we going to talk about today, Wendy?
We're going to talk about eye health.
Gee, I wonder.
Yes, I'm always researching this. You know, God will give you a problem so you can find out what you should do about it. And recently there was a report on the scientific research that was suggesting inflammation, you know, as the beginning problems of eye issues. But now some research out of Max Planck Institute, and this is a molecule cell biology center. They're into genetics and stuff, and they're in Dresden, Germany. Well, they're saying that metabolic pathways and chemical reactions in the cells can also start neurodegenerative eye disease. So I thought we'd take a look at it. So, you know, I always want to know what the cause is, because if you don't know what the cause is, how are you going to correct the problem? So according to the German researchers, our stressful life can bring about some chemical cell changes. This is another concern. They call it also nutrient stress. So when you're under stress, you're needing more nutrition. Now, according to the National Library of Medicine, nutrient stress can lead to oxygen deprivation to your cells. And if the nutrient pathways are not restored, protein modifications are promoted. And this is one of the ways your eye can develop even cancer. So protein pathways are switches, basically, in our cells, and then you can get a mutation started, and it invites disease. Also, they looked at the color of your eye as being a factor. Anybody want to tell me which color that they was influencing a lot of this? Take a guess.
Blue?
No, not blue. Oh.
Good. I have blue eyes, so it's good.
Well, gee, green? Nope. Well,
must be brown.
What other color?
It's brown. Right. So according to the German study, your eye pigment color can play a role in your eye health. They especially mention the brown pigments, and the pigments can be sensitive to these pathways and also amino acids and other byproducts that are flowing through your ocular body or your eye. So the pathway regulates a lot of metabolic functions of the eye. Any disruption can cause toxins to build up there. And ocular toxins can also affect your brain. So our genes can help to regulate a lot of these pathways in the eye. So again, whatever your genetic code is saying about your eye, if you have brown eyes, they say it's more apt to be sensitive to these changes. So these scientists in Germany tested their theory on this pathway of the eye. They were using nutrition to test it. And they altered diets. So the biochemical analysis looked at the effects of any mutations that may occur depending on what you're eating. They found that diet affects the metabolites or the metabolism of the eye, which can put a retina at risk. So it was clear that the lack of nutrition did impact the retina, and they could also see the degeneration starting. So the scientists called this stress-induced retinal damage. And they also noticed that improving the diet also reduced the stress-related damage. Here's a quote from the research. They said, this proved that retinal health in certain conditions can be improved by altering metabolism of the eye with diet. And, you know, your diet's probably your biggest, tool that you can use to even change DNA in 6 days. So science has already looked at that. So these are kind of the highlights. They say oxidative stress of the eye tissue by nutrient depletion is a big deal. And they also at the National Library of Science noted that using over-nutrition or too much over-correction of nutrition can also lead to cellular or metabolic stress of the eye. So, you know, you don't want to overdo a good thing. So if you're taking your supplements and you think, well, a little's good, a lot's better, maybe not, okay? Here's an example. If you're taking synthetic medicines or supplements which can increase the risk of carcinogens, they say you might want to rethink it. They also caution in using nutritionally induced changes with high doses or what we call mega doses. A lot of the nutritional supplements do include mega doses, which is not what you find in food sources. So, I think whole food complexity chemistry is preferred by the body rather than all these mega doses. So here's some foods that can help improve eye health out there. Oh, you've heard about the lutein and the xanthan. These are the National Nutrition Database resources for standard references. top 10 foods with these elements would be your dark green leafy vegetables, your salad greens, of course, summer squash, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, green peas. Not a big fan of peas. I like them in stew, but I can't eat them straight up. Leeks.
I like them.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Green beans and orange peppers, very high amounts of these elements. And foods with additional nutrition for your eyes, organic pastured egg yolks, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, sardines, anchovies, a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in these. These are good for the retina, they say. Black currants, a lot of flavonoids to protect the eyes from DNA damage. And also bilberry and blackberries, high amounts of these flavonoids that also are benefiting the eye. So if you're looking at greens, if you're a big salad person, greens that are high in a lot of nutrition for the eye, spinach is at the top of the list. Turnip greens, sweet potatoes, Swiss chard, collard greens, and mustard greens. So, I mean, they sell a bunch of this stuff, mixed greens. You can get a mixture of them and eat them. Some additional foods are spring onions, fennel, okra. I don't like okra. People use
it. I don't like fennel.
They fry it. Sweet green peppers, sauerkraut, Japanese persimmons, red cabbage, pears, carrots, sweet yellow corn.
Finally, you mentioned carrots. I was waiting.
I know, right? Anchovies and tomatoes. So now if you're looking at your herb side, your medicinal herbs that are good for eye health, they list basil, cayenne, paprika, parsley, coriander leaf, thyme, oregano, sage. And a lot of times these sage, oreganos, they tend to have a what they call rosmarinic acid in them, which are very good for correcting a lot of inflammation of the eye, which can lead to cataracts and macular degeneration of the eye. And that was some studies by Dr. Cooper in 1938 in the Glasgow Journal. So our medical doctors prior to 1940 went to medical schools that taught nutrition. And a lot of them were healing people with food. So mustard, chili powder, black pepper, caraway seeds, pumpkin is on the list, as well as horseradish. So you got a lot of tools there. Now, some people say, what about eyebright herb? That's another herb that a lot of people use. That's a wonderful herb because it will soothe irritation and remove a lot of inflammation of the eye. Ginkgo is also on the list. That helps dilate vascular blood flow to the eye and helps lower the eye pressure. So if glaucoma is on your concern list, then maybe look into ginkgo, because your eye blood flow delivery to the eye is very delicate. It's like the breadth of a human hair. So so things that would, you know, constrict that blood flow, like caffeine, for instance, is going to be detrimental if you're worried about eye health. Also on the list that are not good for eye health is going to be tannic acids. And unfortunately, you find them in tea, black tea, coffee, wine, and beer. So those are the things that really the eye typically doesn't like and can lead to cataracts and macular issues. Milk thistle's on the list, as well as golden seal. They help remove infection, irritation. And also the milk thistle's good if you have weak eyes and blurry vision. According to research, when you work on your eye health, it's a good idea to work on your filtering organs like liver and kidneys. A lot of doctors have said that in recent research from 2017 in the Science Journal said the same thing. Grapeseed extract is on the list. Lots of flavonoids and antioxidants, and natural vitamin E helps with cataracts, they also said. Fennel, history shows fennel for eye inflammation is an eye pressure to be very helpful for glaucoma folks, cataracts, and so forth. Turmeric's on the list, good for inflammation, reduces oxidative stress that causes eye disease, dry eye, cataracts, and so forth. So you want to limit your sugar because that can improve swelling to the eye. Sometimes the eyes don't like a lot of sugar, and it affects the vascular pathway. And we just mentioned those tannic acids in those beverages. Now, you can have herb teas like ginger and lemon and the berry teas. They're fine. It's usually the dark teas, the black teas that have the tannic acid in them. And just drinking decaf's not going to fix that. So it's the gift eyesight's precious, right, Melanie?
It certainly is.
You can't mess around with this. And, you know, we get older and we wind up with little issues now. I'm always on the computer or reading journals and stuff, and I get a lot of dry eye, so I have to really be vigilant, more vigilant than I have been with my wedding drops. People ask me, what wedding drops are you using? Well, I use the over-the-counter Bausch & Lomb BioTrue. They have two different versions of that. One is preservative-free, so if you're sensitive to preservatives in your eye drops, they have that one, and that's the one I have to use. If I use a preservative eye drop, then my eye just gets red. So be aware there's preservative free out there. Also, if you're at night and you got a lot of dry eye at night and you have ceiling fans or the air vents blowing on you, a lot of times your eye won't close all the way while you're sleeping, and then you get into that REM sleep and the eye is darting back and forth. The eyelid can kind of open at the bottom and let a lot of this air dry out the lipid layer. And when that happens, when your eyelid kind of opens and closes on this section, it can create an abrasion on the cornea. And so there is an over-the-counter eye cream. Well, it's not cream. It's like an ointment, but it's not real thick like petroleum jelly, but it's thicker than a wedding drop. And you can put that in your eye. It's called Sustain. And you can put that in your eye at night, and it just buffers that eye and protects the lipid layer from getting dry. And some people want to wear those eye masks, and those are fine. Get the ones, though, that sit up off the eye that they're not rubbing on the eyelid itself. So, I hear Ruby. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Well, there's lots of things we can do and lots of nutritional elements that we can use, you know, to help us out and give us an edge. Herbs, you know, can be nutritional elements. They're also compact nutritional elements. So if you're kind of in a glut with some nutrition for your eyes, you can start with some herbs and work your way up and get that stress out of the eye instead of having to use a lot of mega doses of other things. So they can give us a call at Apothecary Herbs, and our new catalog has arrived. So we have the new one. It's also posted to the website if you want to download that. So the contact number if you want to order a catalog is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. We also have an eye section on our website at thepowerherbs.com and in the catalog. So if you're looking at things for macular and cataracts and dry eye, we have a few options there for you.
Awesome.
All righty. Hey, Beth, can you take over till we head into the break?
Sure. You want me to take over seriously? Absolutely.
She was serious about that.
Okay. All right. But Wendy's still here, right?
I am.
All right, Wendy. You know, I wanted to ask about some of those herbs. I've been doing a little bit of studying about intermittent fasting and some of the herbs and some of the things that you need inside your body. And you sound like the gal I need to get a second opinion on. But they were talking about some of the bitter things that we eat in the herbs, that those uh-huh. the bitter is good for your liver. Can you help me with that and expand on that a little bit?
Yes. Confucius once said, good medicine always tastes bitter. So your bitter compounds in plants are going to be the most compact in nutritional elements. Hot and spicy is another one. So a lot of times you'll see herbal formulas that are very bitter or hot and spicy, pungent in taste, and mm-hmm. that's there for a reason. When my kids were growing up, Beth, and they said, "Mom, how can this taste so terrible?" Well, it's not a pina colada. I mean, a strawberry is sweet. You can eat a lot of that. This is medicine. God only wanted you to take a little bit. That's why it's bitter. So, yes, the bitter alkaloids do move blood, fluids, bile. So, yeah, it can have a very much a cleansing action.
Okay. And that's what they were kind of talking about. And then also that the fermented, such mm-hmm. as you mentioned the sauerkraut, that
right.
is supposed to be good for the gut. And so I was going to get a little opinion on that.
Yeah, sauerkraut, kimchi, pickled beets. If you're trying to improve, the floras, you have 400 gut floras that help you digest food and extract proteins and things out of the foods. And if you're a little off, then you may not be getting that nutrition. So, yeah, you could use some probiotics or you can use some foods. My favorite probiotic is Jarrow, J-A-R-R-O-W. It's sold in the refrigerated section at your health food store.
Okay, J-A-R-R-O-W. And
right.
Your website is powerherbs.com.
The power
powerherbs.com. That's
right.
Herbal herb. You remember that commercial? 866-229-3663. Give Wendy a call. Check out her website and see what you can do to get healthier, because we all need to do that. It's one thing we found out through COVID. Americans
right.
aren't very healthy.
All right.
Well,
thank you. I'm back.
Right.
Thank
Thanks.
You. We're
okay.
heading into a break. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you. Bye-bye,
bye-bye
Wendy.
Just a few short minutes.
United States. Kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I have a very special guest host today, Beth Ann from CSC Talk Radio. She joined us while Pastor Butch and his wife are taking a few days off. And I want to thank Wendy for joining us. Make sure you contact her. And again, thank you, Beth. And normally, I did not do the market report at the beginning of the program.
Uh-oh, you better do that then.
Let me go ahead and do this real quick. You have
Absolutely.
Gold today? Yeah. We had a high of 2032 for gold, came back, holding around the 2021 level. Silver's holding $25. We have platinum down 19 at 1,009. Palladium was down 37 at 1,508. The USDX today was up 0.35 at 101.92. Crude oil was down 39 cents at 80.32. The paper markets today, let's get to the, where are my paper markets? There we are. You have the Dow up 80 points, 33,482. S&P was down 10, 4,090, and the NASDAQ was down 130, a little over 1%, 11,996. European markets, They were, FTSE was higher, just fractionally, not much. Asian markets were mixed. Both the Nikkei and Hang Seng were lower. 10-year yield today, 3.30, so that continues to drop. Natural gas was up, I assumed it would be today, almost 2% at 2.14. There are a couple of reports I just want to go over real quick, and I think the topic of the day, and you're just such a great host to have today, because we didn't touch on this yesterday, and you probably touched on it on your program, CSC Talk Radio, Beth, about President Trump.
Oh, yes.
I'll look forward to hearing from you about President Trump. Let me just go over a couple of these reports today.
Okay.
Or if you would like to start with that, we can always fill in with these other reports.
Let's do your reports first, and then we'll get into the other. I think everybody's been hearing quite a bit about that, so let's go for the reports first.
All right. Well, quickly, the private sector report came out today prior to the government's job report. That'll be here on Friday. So the private sector hiring decelerated in March. Not a big surprise. And again, it shows how the U.S. economy's growth is heading for a sharp slowdown and or recession or and or depression or and or collapse. This report was from the ADP. Company payrolls rose by just 145,000 for the month, down from an upwardly revised 261,000 in February. Everybody was looking for about 210,000. So that's a pretty big drop. Let's see. Job growth was almost evenly split between services and goods producing firms. Which is an unusual occurrence. The U.S. economy is heavily service is oriented, so that sector generally produces much stronger hiring gains. The data released Wednesday showed a gain of 75,000 in services and 70,000 in good producers. Last month, we saw financial activities lost 51,000 jobs. Professional and business services fell by 46,000. And we all know manufacturing is declining once again. They saw a decline of 30,000. Couple of places reported job layoffs. Highland Software, based in Westlake, Ohio, they're looking to lay off 1,000 employees. So we are evolving everything from our software to the way we support and deliver value to our customers, to our internal systems and processes. It sounds to me like they're heading for more robots, more technology to eliminate these 1,000 jobs. You also have Walmart. They're laying off 2,000 workers, Beth, and at 5 U.S. warehouses that fulfill website orders. Weeks after America's largest private employer warned it's in head for a very tough year. So the retail giant is cutting more than 1,000 jobs in Texas, 6,000 jobs in Pennsylvania, 400 in Florida, and 200 in Jersey. I don't think this, and step in anytime you'd like, Beth, if you have anything to
Well, I think all those things that are going on are just, you know, they're symptoms of what's happening in the world. Obviously, you know that. And as far as what's gone on with President Donald Trump, I think we can see, you know, it amazes me, and nobody ever says it. Nobody ever says it. And I remembered you. I remembered what you had said a couple years ago when we were saying we wanted to know about the Congress's slush fund.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this slush fund, which happens to be yours and my money, mm-hmm. the American people's money. And yet the Democrats, of course, they hate Trump so much, they've got to get him no matter what. And it's a symptom of a sick nation. We are so corrupt. But nobody ever mentions the extortion. I thought an extortionist to do that was against law. Nobody's talking about how Stormy Daniels and her lawyer, of which one I don't know, did this extortion against Donald Trump. whether he was guilty or not guilty, they both claimed that it was made up after all the money was exchanged, but that's neither here nor there. She still was guilty of extortion, but nobody ever says that. And that would be the same with any of them. Now, I don't think that, what was her name in the blue dress with Bill Clinton? I don't think she tried to extort him. But Lewinsky. She didn't try to extort him. But boy, they turned on her pretty quickly, the Clinton group.
And she still gets it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just ruined the girl's life. But, you know, when you compare what the Democrats say, and Republicans too, as to what happened when Bill Clinton was unfaithful, and then what they've tried to do with Donald Trump, it's a total different story. Not only was Clinton unfaithful, he was guilty of rape. But nothing ever happened to him. Nothing ever happened to Hillary. But they're going after Trump, and they're not going to stop going after Trump. And whether you like the man or hate the man, he's being treated wrongfully, and we have become like a banana republic. And I know that's something everybody's throwing out there, but when you see what's happening and how they've got these kangaroo courts, whether it was the J6 committee and what they've done to Trump now with this indictment, most of it's made up, it's perverted, and they just can't stop, Melody. They just can't stop. Because they have set up a system of government here within the United States of America, both Republicans and Democrats, but the Democrats are in lead. They have set up this system of government, and they have taken over our states in different places, whether it's your school board, whether it's a DA, a prosecutor, whatever the case may be that follows this left agenda, this Marxist, communist Marxist agenda, the education of our children. And Trump's the only one that I know of that wants to stop this. And so they have to stop him. And it's really not him they're after. I know you've heard this, but it's really us. It's we the people. What scared them on January 6th, besides the fact that they got caught, was that, you know, at first I heard there was just a few hundred thousand people, and then the gentleman, and I can never remember his name, I can see his face, but he used to be the commissioner, the police commissioner in New York. And he said there was 1 million there that day. And now we're hearing there were 3 million people in D.C. that day. American citizens there to witness. They didn't go to do an insurrection. They went there to witness what is supposed to legally take place. And the Congress, the elected officials, in particular the Democrats, but there were many on the Republican side, they were scared. Not because they came through the doors. They knew they got caught. And I think it was a setup all the way around. That's why they didn't have any extra security there and such. That's why we saw police actually removing barricades and inviting people in. I think it was a setup. I think Donald Trump's being set up. Do I think he's a saint? No, I don't. But I think he's being set up. They have to go after him because they want to silence the people. That's what I think about it. And I'm just, you know, I was reading something, Melody. We're going into the Easter season here. Friday will be Good Friday. And I'm doing a show comparing, and I read this in a book a long time ago, but it talks about the trials, how they were illegally done in order to crucify Jesus. And it goes through step by step what was illegal, what the Sanhedrin did, and they even changed their charges on him in order to get him crucified. So as they went through this trial, They're not supposed to try anybody until daylight. They're not supposed to try anybody during a holy days, which it was, all of these things. They did it at night. If it is something that is a death penalty, they're supposed to have at least one or two witnesses that are for this man to defend. They did not. They made sure they weren't there. It was not done in the court. It was done in the home of Caiaphas, the high priest. And then when they took him to Pilate, they changed the charges, and they demanded he be crucified. And, of course, you know the story. Pilate said, I find no fault in him, but you can go ahead and crucify him. So that's what happened. All of it was illegally done. Now, I'm not comparing Trump to Jesus Christ.
I know you're not. Yeah, I know you're not.
But I am comparing the corruption. The Sanhedrin hated Jesus, and they needed to get rid of him. He was messing up what they had going. And that's the same thing with the politicians today that hate Donald Trump. He's messing it up. They're making a fortune off of us. And they switched our constitutional republic over to a democracy of their doing, which has turned into Marxism and is rapidly turning that way. Let's put it that way. And I just see the parallel. If you have evil men and greed, the reason they do this corruption, the reason they have to get rid of somebody, is so that they can continue with their power. They can't have anybody taking that away. So that's kind of how I see what's going on with Donald Trump. I'm amazed at how strong this man is. I think I'd have been broken a long time ago, weeping and carrying on. Pitiful me, you know, that he has...
Well, I think it's
not in public anyway.
I think it's in his personality not to do that. But I think he did change. And
in what way?
Pardon?
In what way, you mean?
I listened to his speech last night, and I think you're going to see him a little bit more restrained, refrained, a little more. I think you're going to see a different Trump. Maybe many won't notice, but his tone, his mannerisms, I just thought. And I actually came, I'm trying to put it down into, you know, a little bit better words, but I think I have it figured out, at least in my mind. And I tried to look this whole scenario, what's been going on for years. And to me, it makes sense, but I just haven't been able to put it down on paper and organize it yet, which I'm going to, and then I'll share it. But, I think it's changed. And you know what surprises me? I mean, I listen to both sides, and I hear this has never happened to a president before, and no one is above the law, no one is being. And I'm thinking to myself, no president. When we look back at our past presidents, and we see all the things that they've done.
Yeah, they weren't saints.
And we just let it go.
Yeah.
What is wrong with the people of this country? And all the good politicians that we were supposed to have had decades and decades ago. We accepted. It didn't matter what they did. There was no accountability coming from them. And it's like, what's wrong with that?
I agree.
And here we are today. For all of those reasons that we left go by, and no, there was no, certain some presidents had their hands smacked and so forth. But when I think about the Bushes, when I think about the Clintons, and when I think about all these other politicians, they actually have to have a slush fund, and we sit there and, yep, we do, yep.
Yeah. I read an article, the title of the article the other day was how long or how much more are we going to put up with? It was titled, When is Enough Enough? You know, when is it going to be enough? And we can say that. I mean, Melody, we've seen just Hillary Clinton alone, all the crimes. They were crimes she committed. Nothing. Nothing ever happened.
They had to give up their law professions. had to give up their law
license. Then Bill was guilty of rape, but nothing ever happened to him. I mean, it was rape. He went in and beat her and raped her. But nothing ever happened. And, you know, some of the...
Who are you talking about?
I can't remember which one it was. It was the one down there in Arkansas.
Oh.
It was when he was still governor.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. I can see her face.
So it's like, so it doesn't surprise me why we are where we are. And like, no, everybody makes excuses for all of their misbehavior.
I hear the music.
Yep. Hold that thought.
I will. I'll try to, if I can remember
it
long.
Right back. You stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. And I'm here with my very special, special guest, Beth Ann from CSC Talk Radio.
It's so good to be with you. Thank you.
I know. I miss these programs. We really should talk sometime about doing them again.
We have fun, don't we?
We do. We do. And we were talking about the Juanita Broderick.
Broderick.
Yes, Broderick. Yes.
Melody remembered. My mind wasn't there yet.
I might have had a little bit of help.
Oh, you looked it up. I don't have my computer in here today, or I would have done the same thing.
Oh, I should have been quicker. But you were going to hold a thought. Yes, you were going to hold a thought. You were going to hold a thought over the break.
Oh, what was that thought? See, that didn't happen, because you and I got into another conversation. I don't remember what I was talking about, but I was going to say, I believe things are very, very, I think things are much deeper, as you and I were discussing during the break, there's a deeper thing going on. It's very corrupt. It's very evil. And we see it happening right before our very eyes. It's been going on for a long time, but it's kind of like that snowball coming down the hill. As it gets farther down, it gets bigger and bigger, and it picks up speed and kind of tears everything up along its way down the mountain. And I feel like that's where we are in America right now. And I'm worried. I don't know if you are or not, but I am worried about things.
Oh, I'm very worried. And, you know, there's so much cover-up. There is so much corruption. I can't remember which country it was in South America that just came out and said, yep, the U.S. used to be held up, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, was held up to a certain light, and now, you know, we're pretty much just like everybody else in the corruption, and it is true. It is very true. And so, you know, we'll have to see where this goes.
Derry Brownfield said a long time ago, in order to get their new world order, their global governance is what they want, everybody under one rule, they first have to destroy America.
Exactly.
What's sad is that our own people we've put in place to protect us are the ones that are selling us out.
Exactly.
And it's not just Democrats.
No, absolutely not. In fact, I hold the Republicans more responsible because they're not saying a word. At least, you know, the Democrats, they're pushing their agenda. What's the Republicans doing? Nothing. They're letting them do it.
Okay.
Yeah. We shouldn't do this and they shouldn't do that. Okay. What are you going to do about it? Oh.
Yeah, they don't fire fire with fire, that's for sure.
No, they don't. Nope, because they're a part of it.
But, you know, they've put, and this started a long time ago, decades and decades, over 100 years ago, actually. But when they started putting these departments together, the alphabet bureaucracy, we have so many today. And if you go back and you read the Declaration of Independence, where it says that he established new offices and brought in, I can't remember the words now, how many people to harass, to eat out our substance. And so we have this bureaucracy, and they fixed it so they can't be fired, which is something that Trump was going to change. That's one reason they had to beat him in 2020, because he was going to fix that. And so they can't be fired. And they have it so that they're the ones making the laws. All Congress is doing in there is causing trouble, acting like in front of the cameras to fight, but back behind the cameras, they're all good old boys. And there may be a few exceptions to that. But they're working on their next election.
Yep.
And they've got all these, I said, if it was me, I think I told you that last time I had you on, they'd have one secretary. That's it. That's all they get.
All they need. Well,
somebody else is writing all the legislature, somebody else is doing everything for him. That's why What's-His-Face could be in the hospital for a month, and his office was doing fine.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yep.
Anyway.
Well, him and everybody else, the guy from, what, names are not my.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, names are not my top topic today. They're just kind of going. I know who you mean. Do you know who I mean, Beth?
What's-His-Face? You know, the tall guy.
What's-His-Face? Yeah, you know. I know. But yeah, I told you on the program when I was on your program, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, Lindsey Graham. Yeah, he's pathetic.
Yeah. It was about that new bill that's being passed, the restrict order.
I went and watched that after I got off the air with you.
Can you believe it?
And then I see him last night. Hannity brings him on. Lindsey Graham, and I'm just going gag, gag, gag. Hannity brings him on because he's such a Trump supporter. And he's only a Trump supporter so that he can get elected again. That's the only reason he's there for Trump. And you know that because of what Jesse Waters caught him at.
Yeah. I don't know if I shared this with this listeners, but he was being interviewed by Jesse Waters about the restrict legislation that's getting ready to be passed. And he started asking Lindsey questions about it, and he didn't have any answers. He says, I didn't sign that. Jesse says, Kenny, yes, did. You did. I did? He didn't know anything about it. He didn't know anything about it. Well,
it's
I'm going to have to go back and look at it and, you know, then ask me questions about it. Then I'll tell you about it. It's like, no, and yeah. kudos to Jesse for, you know.
For putting him in the corner.
Putting him in the corner and not backing off. He did not
back
off.
But Fox likes to bring him back out. He's one of those rhinos, you know. And just because he supports Trump, you know, Hannity's going to stick him on there. And I get pretty aggravated at him. I get aggravated at Newsmax, too. But I just, you know, it's come on, people. Stand up for what is right and what is righteous. And quit playing this political game. I'm tired of it.
Well,
because that's what's brought us where we are.
The reason they are the way they are is because they're not being affected. No, they're not being affected by the things that are happening. You and I are.
The things that they legislate, they affect us, not them.
It affects us and not them. And so they don't have to get angry about anything.
No, they're doing fine.
They're fine. They get to go wherever they want to go. They have no restrictions. They do whatever they want to do. They don't have to worry about their retirement. They don't have to worry about their health care. They don't have to worry about anything. So why would they do anything other than what they're doing now? So how do we make them hurt? How do we affect their... Well, you know, who was it? The senator from Texas said that, you know, here's a law that's going to change our length of time in office. And then he goes and reenlists and starts his campaign all over again after he's in there way too. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh.
He made everybody feel good when he did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only thing that we can do to stop them is quit sending them money.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
That's the
quit playing
only
by their rules.
Thing.
Yeah.
Those
quit
phone
by
calls
rules.
Still matter because their goal is to be elected. That's what they want. So phone calls still do matter. You don't send any more money to any campaign on any, you know, you just don't.
I told them a long time ago on my show, I said, no, don't send any money to the GOP, to the RNC. Don't send them any money. I said, if you have a candidate you want to support, you send it directly to them.
Support the local ones. And I'm sorry, you're going to get upset with me, but here's Trump. He got, what, $10, $11 million just since he was indicted?
He got eight.
Some of that money will go to his attorneys.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a billionaire, and now the people are paying for his attorneys. I don't think that's right.
I don't either.
So don't
send
your money
there
either.
It showed how much they support him.
Pardon?
I do think it showed how much they support him. But, yeah, I agree. You know, and he ran the first time. He ran the first time saying, I don't take money from anybody. And, of course, that's not taking money from a corporation or anything when he's getting it from the people on that. But I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And it upset me when Lindsey Graham started giving his email address. No, it's not money coming to me. It's money that's going to this and to that. And I'm thinking, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, when they run for president, they make money.
They do. So, you know, if you want to donate to your local politicians. Don't give it to these, because that's the only thing we have. Is not
and get out on the and get
money.
Out on the beat for them. You know, we've got Soros throwing money into these wicked DAs and prosecutors.
One.
So let's support the others. I mean, Wisconsin just went ahead and got a Supreme Court judge that's a Soros guy. You know, it just keeps happening. And as long as they keep buying every little precinct and every little county and every little state, next thing you know, they own the whole thing.
I mean, I reported on this big money coming into local elections a long, long time ago when I was in Pennsylvania, because Bloomberg was giving money to people in Harrisburg. So it's all these billionaires. It's all of them.
Yeah.
You know, if you think there's a good billionaire out there that's giving his money to, you know, a good politician, you're sadly mistaken. They're going directly to these local, to where they can control. And it's Soros, it's Bloomberg, it's any billionaire out there. You name them, I'll guarantee you, Musk, Elon Musk, you know, all your Facebook people and so forth. Look at little, you know, the whiny guy, the FTX guy. Look at all the money that he went into the debt to the Democrats. And trust me, the Republicans are getting it too. So stop it. No more money.
Do you ever wonder why it takes that much money to get elected?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are commercials on TV that high? Are paper, is paper so high that you, your pamphlets and your flyers and that you have to have billions of dollars to get elected? Yeah. I mean, have you ever wondered?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it about it?
Well, you're right, because they just hold all that money into an account.
Yeah, I mean, and, you can buy a couple of houses like Bernie Sanders did.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, he'll pay his wife to run the campaign or whatever it was she did on the campaign. It's like they got a racket going.
They do.
And they're winning and we're losing.
That's right. Because it does not affect them. Their decisions do not affect them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it is sad. But here's another sad.
I'm not giving up.
No.
I'm not giving up hope, because I still believe, you know, that the American people, they are the answer. There's no Superman coming to save us. It's the American people.
You know, Beth, I mean, I don't give up either. But people talk about the children and the grandchildren. They're already used to this system. They embrace the system. They like it. They don't understand it, but they like it. So really, it was the baby boomers, and we're all aging. And I've talked to a lot of baby boomers that know what's really going on. And it's almost kind of like, hey, they're selfish. And it's like, there's nothing I can do about it anymore. So where
is
that
population? Well, there's one baby boomer that doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But when you're looking at millions and millions and millions of people who do. And
but we also have to remember when our founding fathers fought King George III, it was only 2-3% of the people who were willing to stand up for liberty.
True. Very true.
So, I don't know where we are on that today, but I know there's people putting a lot of hope in different places, and you and I both know we the people can't win this without God.
True.
We have to be in our prayer corners. We need to, you can't just pray alone. I mean, you've got to put some action to your feet, action to your prayers, but you have to pray. You have to turn this country back to God. And he's more concerned about each American more than he is about America as a whole. That's my opinion. Anyway.
And you know what? You start your program out every day with the prayer, and I just love that.
Well, thank you. I argued with him about that when he told me to do it. He won. He won the argument. I wasn't sure how it was going to work out. I didn't lose any. To my knowledge, I didn't lose anything over it. But I was pretty nervous about it. I was.
I'm sure you
and now gained. It's a good, you know, it's just, it's the way it is, you know. And I hear more and more people maybe not saying a prayer on air, but saying we've got to come back to God.
Yes.
Different ones on other shows and such, and it's amazing to me. It's amazing. He is working. Mm-hmm.
Give your website out. We didn't even touch on you and your radio program. I hear the music.
That's okay. CSCTalkRadio.com. That's CSCTalkRadio.com. I'm on between 10:06 and 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Fridays.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. God bless
you. All right. God bless. And we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay, be safe. Good night and God bless.